Music has always been loud. From the open-air amphitheaters of ancient Greece to the outdoor festivals that now draw hundreds of thousands of people to fields across the country every summer, the experience of music has always carried the expectation of volume. But as American cities have grown denser, as residential towers have risen next to longtime music venues, and as noise complaint infrastructure has become more accessible than ever, a genuine conflict has emerged between the culture of live music and the expectations of urban residents who would prefer to sleep through it. The numbers paint a striking picture. Gigster's 2026 research into noise complaint trends across U.S. cities mapped out which markets are generating the highest volumes of resident noise complaints, with music and amplified sound among the most commonly cited categories. The cities that rank highest on that list, dense, culturally active metros with established nightlife economies, are often the same cities that host some of the most important live music scenes in the country. The irony is not lost on anyone who has ever tried to navigate a noise ordinance as a venue operator. The venue squeeze. Independent music venues are in a precarious position. The ones that built their audiences in neighborhoods that were largely industrial or commercially zoned have watched residential development creep in around them. The new residents who moved in next to a venue that has been operating for 15 years then file noise complaints about the noise the venue was making before they arrived, a dynamic so common in the live music industry that it has its own name. The agent of change problem. Several cities have attempted to address this through legislation. Austin, Texas, whose music scene identity is central to its economy, passed an agent of change ordinance that places acoustic mitigation responsibility on residential developers who choose to build adjacent to established music venues, RA.